Shall we declare this meeting open? We have convened this joint meeting this afternoon to just reflect on the adoption of the report of both committees on the appointment of the director for the budget office. As you would remember, the previous meeting we did had a discussion around this particular matter and how we intend to proceed around it. And subsequent to that, there has been some further engagements with our colleagues in the National Assembly. And we presenting before you the product of such deliberations in the form of this report for consideration and adoption by this report, so that we can be able to report in the House as per the Money Bills Act. Now, the report was circulated to members, and hopefully we have all read it. The first part just gives the background of what gives rise to the establishment of the budget office, and then the second part, which is item number two, talks to the setup of the budget office and the director procedure on the director and how it came about that Professor Jahat came to be seconded from the USA to come and assist in the setting up of the office. And part three is just his profile, which is one of the main things that influenced us to consider him to be the relevant person that would assist a lot if he can be allowed to serve for that particular period of time in establishing this office. And then the last part is just a part that deals with the previous deliberations and with the item number five being the recommendations, whereby we recommend that in line with section 15(5)(a) and (b) of the Money Bills Act, that we recommend for the appointment of Professor Jahat as a Parliamentary Budget Office Director on terms and conditions as stipulated again in the same section 15(5)(b) of the Act for a contract period of 5 years. So, in brief, honorable members, I did not want to bore you with wanting to get into the details, assuming that we have all read. My apologies, may I also, for the benefit of those who are not here, that we still welcome Honorable Faku as a new member from Eastern Cape, replacing Honorable Mazo Siwe. You are welcome, ma'am. At least we've got two ladies now in this committee. So at least, so basically, Honorable Faku, the report relates to the appointment of the director that will head the budget office, which is a new office that has been established here in Parliament that will give technical support to the committees of finance in particular and all other parliamentary committees in general, so that we are able to execute our oversight properly, including where we have to amend the budget, we get proper advices and information. So that is the situation, honorable members. I will therefore, if there's nothing I left honorable debate, I will therefore hand over to members to reflect. Honorable Joseph, I recognize you. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Honorable Chair. I'm satisfied with this report. In terms of the recommendations, I just would like to know if the committee is I won't say satisfied, but if we are comfortable with the appointment of the designation as director, I'm just asking why not chief director. I'm not sure what this 15-5 means. So, and I also want to know, was it sort of before we approve, was it negotiated or discussed with the applicant in terms of what we put in here? Is that in a prior agreement? Or do this committee accept and then still have to negotiate? I just wanted clarity on that. And then afterwards, I would like just to comment on that opportunity this acting Mr. brought in bringing that specialist economist to us last week. I think it was very good. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Joseph. Yes, the bill actually identified the incumbent as a director, but equivalent to the highest in the public service, which in this case will be the director general. So it's just that, I don't know, the drafters of the law then chose to refer to him as a director, but in reality it will be like a director general. But I think this would have is a best suited title for parliament, because the chief here is the secretary of parliament. But the scales and everything would be at the equivalent of the most senior position in the public service, yes. Thank you. So, honourable members, we table the report to you for adoption then. If there are no any further questions or clarities or whatever. Honourable Makubela and Honourable Liz. Okay.
Yeah, because of the explanation of the salary level of the Director General, I move the adoption of the report. Thank you.
Honourable Chair, we will second that with the cautionary that this should not create a precedent for future appointments.
Thank you, Honourable Liz. Support it with that caution, and that is well received. Any? Okay, Honourable Joseph, support it further. Thank you very much, Honourable Members. So the report is officially been adopted by these two committees for the record, and we'll get it then 80 seat, and in terms of the requirements of that act, table it for further processing by the House, if I'm right, Honorable Advocate Jenkins. Yes.
Chairperson, yes, thank you very much. This is the shortest meeting of the Salic Committee for Finance in history. Obafaku, welcome. On behalf of the Salic Committee for Finance, I've got a soft spot for the Eastern Cape. I was born there. Yes, my first steps were made in the Eastern Cape in Port Elizabeth, in Kensington. Honourable members, I put the question to the House. The report serves before the committee for adoption. We must do it formally, that there's a proposer and a seconder. Proposer? Okay, and thank you very much. And a seconder? Honourable Makubela seconds. Honourable members, that brings us to the end of this committee meeting. The House is adjourned, and we will now proceed to the NCB for that plenary. Thank you.